This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bloomberg reporting on the American economy after a jobs report. Cooler jobs data raises stakes for February CPI report. We're all looking at the inflation number for the Federal Reserve to move on the promised three cuts in 2024. Subhead for Bloomberg, payrolls swell by 275,000, but revisions temper earlier gains. Unemployment rate hits two-year high of 3.9%. I welcome the longtime Washington correspondent for Barron's Magazine, Jim McTague, in Lancaster County, now a novelist, to measure this jobs number. Jim, a very good evening to you. I was struck by the professional response to this number, all pointing to the severe, sharp, amazing revisions for January and February down. The economy right now has been growing and there are lots of jobs, but suddenly the word soft is commonplace on Wall Street among the pros. Soft numbers, soft growth. Are we declining? How do you read this, Jim? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I read it as declining. And I want to issue a mea culpa because last month when the jobs were over 300,000, 334,000 officially, I made fun of the Bloomberg economists because their estimate was so much lower. Well, it turns out the Bloomberg economists were right. The Bureau of Labor Statistics somehow got it way wrong. They were too optimistic. And so this time around, Bloomberg's economists are predicting 185,000 jobs, which is less than the number we got today, 275,000. So, you know, brace yourselves. These numbers could be revised next month, and Bloomberg's economists could be shown to be more accurate than the Bureau of Labor Statistics again. So it's a soft report. It shows that more people are being laid off. The unemployment rate ticked up. There are fewer jobs. Employers are filling them more slowly. I noticed that hours worked are up. That suggests to me that employers are using, you know, they're working their existing employers harder and they're taking their good old time about filling open positions.
Mr. Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, was before the House and the Senate this week testifying. He did the good cop, bad cop routine that used to take two people. Now we get it. Productivity, Jim. We got it in one person. The first day he said, we're watching, but we need to see a definite trend here before we're ready to cut back the interest rates at a 23-year high. The next day he said, we're almost there. We're almost there, coming close. Which is it, Jim? Is it both?
Yeah. It's very confusing times. I think, I don't want to say it's both. I think the economy is actually slowing down, and it's a combination of the Fed is keeping the interest rates higher, but it doesn't have to raise them because inflation for food, the cost of food, the cost of gasoline, and the cost of housing is high enough that it's strangling the economy. You can see it in consumer behavior. Consumers are spending less because it's difficult to feed a family with the rising food prices. It's difficult to get around town because of the increase in gasoline prices. And if you're trying to buy a house, not only are the prices ridiculously high, but it's extremely hard to get a loan because the money supply has decreased, number one, and because banks are under new scrutiny by the regulators, and so they have higher credit standards. So the bottom line is the economy is being strangled here, and we could be headed for a recession. So the Federal Reserve just has to sit still and watch for another month or two to see what's happening before it decides to cut rates.
The president's State of the Union message included recognition that housing is struggling with these high interest rates. I think he talked about something. It'll never come to pass, but he was proposing a $10,000 credit for 2 years for first home buyers, something fancy like that. The one that I was keen on was shrinkflation. Apparently, when you buy a bag of potato chips, it has one less chip in it or two less chips, which is a function of inflation. The costs are up for the producers. So food remains the big piece, but housing is what's struggling. Jim, will the Federal Reserve cut, one cut, will it satisfy? Or do we need more than that? Do we need a series of cuts for confidence building?
I wish I was smart enough to say. I think, again, if we start to see the economy dip into a recession, if we see a lot of layoffs suddenly, or we see a lot of closures of small businesses, we'll see a cut perhaps in, I've been calling for one in August, but maybe as soon as July. It's probable that one cut will be followed by at least one more, but I don't expect more than two cuts this year. I would expect the cutting, if the economy is slowing, to continue into 2025.
Cuts before the election, summertime and election. All right, let's go shopping. You've been to Costco, my favorite Costco. It's got a hay barn for the Amish. How is the traffic at Costco? What are they buying?
The traffic has moderated. So, Costco always has somewhat of a crowd, but it was lighter. People are still buying the essentials. They're not loading up their baskets. They're using Costco exclusively as a supermarket. Foodstuffs, maybe the paper goods that you need around the house. But I do not see luxury buying, TVs, computers, the other housewares that Costco offers that are so attractive. People are just walking by. They're ignoring them, which is unusual behavior. So I can see it on myself. I was shocked, even in Costco, and maybe I haven't been paying attention, but products that I bought seem to be $2 or $3 more expensive than the last time that I had come to Costco. Gasoline was, it's still less expensive than any place else at Costco, but it was higher than before. So it hurts. And I think it hurts working people with children a lot more. And people are becoming very frugal, and that's also helping to slow down the economy.
All right, we've got 30 seconds. What about the restaurant? You went to a diner. Is it full? Is it empty? Who's there? Are they buying?
It's filled with retirees. It's called Night and Day. It's across the street from a retirement village. They have another one, the sneaky one. They give you a bill. It's at $13.14 for my omelet. I went up and paid with my credit card, and when they gave me the credit card bill, it was a dollar more, and there was a 39-cent fee thrown in for using my credit card. I said, why didn't you warn me? And he points to a postcard-sized card on the counter and says, well, you should have seen that. And he said, maybe we'll enlarge the sign.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, now in Lancaster County in the Keystone State, watching inflation and tiny, tiny signs saying cash only.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.